I believe this recorder is working now. Today is March 14th, 1981. And I am with Marguerite Wildenhain at her home at Pond Farm, Gurneyville. Marguerite Wildenhain and I will be talking about her work in pottery. My name is Hazel Bray. Marguerite, since your biography as a potter is so well known and you have written 3 publications, I think we will dispense with the usual biographical questions and go to something that will give us a chance to just talk.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yes.
And so my first question is going to be a general one. At some point in your early life, you had many choices in the arts. What led you into work as a potter?
Yes. Well, I have to start fairly far back, actually, because when I was 15 and 16, I thought I'd become a doctor. I had a very good natural history teacher and a book with all the drawings of the innards and the inside of the ear and the brain. And that so fascinated me that I could draw those all practically out of memory. And first I thought this was what I was going to be, a doctor. Then I found out that actually it was a drawing that interested me, not the ear or the brain.
How did you find that out, that it was the drawing that was more
important?
Well,
because after a little while I could draw this all out of memory, and then it stopped being so exciting for me.
Uh-huh.
And I saw, it was those shapes that interested me. Well, by the time I was 17 and I was nearly thrown out of the school because I told the teacher that he was unjust, that he was punishing a girl who hadn't done anything wrong. And so I went out of the school when I was about 17 and went to art school in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And there I learned to draw first, and then I learned to sculpt, the first elements of sculpting. And I was then 17, 18, something like that. Then I was a year in England in a boarding school. My parents wanted me also to speak English properly, and my mother was English by birth, and so we all went to England. But when I came back from England, which was when the First World War started, I had to decide now what I would do. And then I thought I'd go to art school. And at art school, at the Berlin Academy, I learned to draw and to sculpt. Mm-hmm. And I sculpted after plaster molds, that's how
they did it. Do you remember some of your instructors? Or the
no,
not anything?
They have not made a dent in my brain, not one of them can I remember. I also know that I didn't do it terribly long because I was bored with it. And then I wrote to try to find a job where I could be independent of my parents. I was only about 20 or 19 or something. And I found a job in a porcelain factory in Rudolstadt in Thuringia.
Thuringia? How do you spell
Rudolstadt? R-U-D-O-L-F-S-T-A-D-T. Rudolstadt. That's in my book too.
Yes.
Rudolstadt. And there I I saw for the first time how the thing were fired in that factory. I made the designs. There were 2 older girls and I was, so to say, their apprentice after a while. And then later I did my own designs. And we made the design for the factory. That means we painted some beautiful things, horror.
Pretty things.
Uh-huh. Pretty things on the plates and things. And then the girls in the factory made 1,000 copies of it or whatever it was. And there for the first time did I see, as I moved through the factory, did I once see a